Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're located in the world. I'm Alan Wojcik, back with another podcasting session of Kayfabe Wrestling Radio. Not sure if Drew and Mace are going to be a part of this project going forward. I'm not even sure how far this project's even going to go, but we're going to do it for a few more times. Seems to be a good response from people out there checking it out on Spreaker.com who have been our podcasting home. You want to sponsor us, join us? Cool. My name is Wojcik@gmail.com. Wojcik is the address. At my name is Wojcik on Twitter. Thank you to everybody who joined us last night on Twitter. Picked up some followers, so that was really cool to be watching the Royal Rumble. And my phone's vibrating as I'm using Hootsuite. I'm going, whoa, who? Okay, you got retweeted. Cool. Got liked. Cool. Added people. Cool. So thank you to all of those who joined us. Thank you to everybody who had a sense of humor with some of the stuff that I put out in the world. So let's get to it. Royal Rumble from Orlando. Opening bout was the kind of match that the old Shawn Michaels would have come through the curtain from all the people I've talked to and knew him in the day that would have looked at the gorilla position and all the boys and said, "Top that, bitches." Kevin Owens tried. Boy, did he try. We used furniture, tables, chairs. Michael Cole at one point. To get the Intercontinental Championship from Dean Ambrose, he failed to do it, ended up in a table at ringside. The folding con, not the announcing con. Those got destroyed later in the show. These matches, they're always a car crash, and they were big time. So congrats to both men for putting on an amazing performance to open the show. And a lot of folks will sit there and go, yeah, candidate for match of the year. Yeah, because they told a great story, great end of the feud, which is always joked around. Feud starts on Monday on Raw, and, goes to Superstars, main event, and it's over on Thursday on SmackDown, is sometimes how feuds go in the WWE of modern time. Remember interviewing Tatanka, who should go in the WWE Hall of Fame, but I digress. Said that, hey, I wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow around the world for months, and then Lex Luger and I did a feud that lasted for months. Now these guys, as I just said, it starts on Raw and ends over on SmackDown before they even get to a pay-per-view. New Day, Retain, Yawn. Who didn't see that coming? Nobody saw Francesca too making a debut at the event. Xavier Woods, I guess that's this generation version of the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart and his dreaded megaphone. But once again, the trio numbers get to the Usos. And New Day keeps the championships, and of course, with Cesaro and Tyson Kidd out, not really sure what's going on with the primetime players, because you had Titus on his own in this bout, and then you had Darren Young in the pre-show and the multi-team match to get into the Rumble. You got the Ascension, you had half. Now the Lucha Dragons with Sin Cara's hurt, and we'll address Kalisto in a moment. What's left on the tag team scene? You've got some form of the Social Outcasts. I mean, what's there? It's hard to figure out what's there. So where do you go from there with the tag titles? Guess we'll figure that out as we head on the road to Fastlane, which I believe is February 21st, and then of course you have Mania because they're going to take off the month of March for pay-per-viewing because April 3rd will be the big date. Kalisto is a two-time United States champion, defeating Alberto Del Rio last night. Another great contest Be interesting to see what they do with that, if they're going to flip-flop the belt between each other, or if Kalisto's going to get a run till Fastlane or till Mania. But I like it. I'm glad, as I said the other day, I'm glad they did something with the kid, the former Samurai Del Sol, last winner of the Jeff Peterson Memorial Cup. Very good talent. Proves that size does not matter. You can get in there and entertain, as you've seen them do at the TLC pay-per-view. Charlotte. Yeah. So she's definitely embracing the Ric Flair bad guy role. And Dad's having a lot of fun with it because he helped his daughter retain the Divas Championship, defeating Becky Lynch in a match that was very well done. Lots of technical submission holds, arm bars, takeovers. Poor Becky's outfit kept falling down. My daughter walked in and said, "Daddy, why is she dressed like Meridia?" And if you don't know what I mean, you don't have children. If you, I'll clue you in. Meridia would be the princess from the Disney Brave film, which was set in Ireland, Scotland, somewhere in that area of the world. Poor girl's leg sleeves kept falling down. But she was a trooper, kept going. 2 times the internet exploded, Twitter exploded. The first was during this match when the boss, Sasha Banks, made a TV return from health issues. It was the rumor, concussion, just health issues in general. And wow, did she color that hair! Looked like somebody took some cotton candy from the audience and said, "Put that on that girl's hair." She comes out, and it looks like, yay, we're gonna have Charlotte and the boss running the Divas division because she takes out Becky Lynch, and Rick gets out of the ring. Charlotte goes to leave the ring, and then one backstabber into the bank statement, and boom, baby, we got ourselves a new Divas feud. Whether it goes to Fastlane or goes to Mania, we'll see. That's a lot of ground to cover. 2 whole months of TV to fill, plus Raw tonight and Raw next week. So 10 weeks, give or take. A lot of stuff to happen there. And then there was the Royal Rumble itself. Number one, everybody knew, Roman Reigns. Number two, nobody knew, of course. And 2 to 30, nobody knew. We had an idea of who was coming. So two is Rusev. Three is where the internet exploded for the second time. I take it back, the internet throat exploded 3 times. Internet exploded the second time when pick number three came out. The phenomenal AJ Styles and Amway Arena exploded. If nobody thought, WWE fans are going to have no clue who he is. Bullcrap! First off, you're filming in the backyard of TNA. Yeah, I know people will go, "Oh, nobody went to TNA." And it's like Ring of Honor's filmed in the area. Everybody knew AJ was. And they went nuts. Go to WWE Shop or Shop WWE, whatever the website is. Good luck buying one of his t-shirts. They sold out overnight. Gone. Thanks for coming, kids. So, the Reigns regime is over for the moment. He did toss four. Brock Lesnar, who entered at pick number 23, he tossed four. He tossed three of the Wyatts. He got rid of Rowan, he got rid of Harper, and yeah, he got rid of Braun Strowman. A lot of folks were surprised at how strong they put Strowman over in that match. Because Strowman, who didn't come in till pretty late, he came in at 17. He took out Kane, he took out Big Show. The Wyatts as a group took out seven. They even took out Brock, which made people mad, oh baby. But here's the quick rundown. So Reigns 1, Rusev 2, Styles 3. Stay with me because I'm going to go fast. I'll read some numbers when I get to them. So Tyler Breeze, Curtis Axel. Yes, Curtis Axel finally got in. He finally made it and was promptly tossed by the phenomenal AJ Styles. Chris Jericho, 6. He stuck around for a long time. He was one of the final 6 in the bout. 7 being Kane, then Goldust, Ryback, Kofi Kingston, who once again got the save of the night. He was about to fall out of the ring, and he lands right on the shoulders of Big E Langston, who paraded him around the ring. It looked like Mardi Gras. They're playing trombone. I thought a full-piece band was going to come out and stuff. Didn't happen, but hey, crowd had fun. Titus O'Neil, R-Truth, who for some reason thought this was a ladder match. I still don't get how WWE books this, man. Former two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. This is how you book the guy. He can talk. Look what he did with the little Jimmy thing. Look what he did with working with The Miz. And yet you still book him. I don't know. So Luke Harper, Stardust. Big Show, Neville, Braun Strowman, Kevin Owens, then Dean Ambrose. 20 was the other surprise in the bout. Oh, sorry, there's 3 surprises. So, yeah. Here's surprise number 2. Sami Zayn, who made a beeline for Kevin Owens, baby. And hopefully they go at it tonight on Raw. Because they went tooth and nail. So Eric Rowan is 21. Mark Henry, Brock at 23, Swagger at 24, The Miz at 25, who proceeded to stand at ringside with Michael Cole, Byron Saxton, JBL, and I think he's out there for picks 26 and 27, which would be Alberto Del Rio and Bray Wyatt. He did commentary through those picks. Dolph Ziggler's in at 28, 29 is Sheamus. Before we get to 30, you need to mention that at some point during the match, Roman Reigns gets taken out. Not sure if this was, why this was done. Why didn't you just, if you were going to have him get eliminated, which we'll address in a moment, why not just beat the snot out of him, toss him back in the ring, and then let somebody toss him out? Instead, you create this big old drama, and he gets treated at the medical folks. Rusev does a thing where he runs from the American national table across the Spanish, kills the French table. French poor people, huh? Sacre bleu. And you carry him out, which led to a lot of folks on my Facebook page, my personal one, and the radio show going, well, that was crappy. It made him look horrible. Stone Cold Steve Austin would have never let them take him out like that. Mick Foley would have never done it in one of his incarnations. Well, different time, different product, different protocols in place. Because he did take a pounding, and I don't blame WWE for bringing him off for a couple minutes just to do a quick medical check. Concussion protocol. Okay, you're good. Fine. Go back out there. But if you were going to get rid of him and take the belt off him, why didn't you just have Vince and the League of Nations toss him back in the ring and let one of the Wyatts let somebody throw him out? No. He goes to the back and he disappears and makes a reappearance before number 30 came out, and that would be the boss. No, not Sasha Banks, the other boss, COO Triple H, Drew's husband, Spug's favorite wrestler. And then it happened. Triple H dumps Roman Reigns. And it looked like the Amway Arena was like, yes! Dean Ambrose is left in there. He's going to win the belt. And then they all went, oh, crap. Triple H is in there. And yes, Triple H is now the 17-time world heavyweight champion. Where was John Stewart to stop that from happening? Stop John Cena? You couldn't stop Triple H? Dude, come on. So, yes, Triple H is the world heavyweight champion. Who didn't see that coming? If you didn't, stop listening to the show right now. So as soon as he came out, I was, oh, damn. They're really going th and I know 10 weeks to Mania, I just said it. A lot of folks are already on social media going, just shut up and enjoy the program. And you internet wrestling commuter folks are never happy. You bitch when this guy wins. You bitch when that guy wins. Well, this is what I want to bitch about, because you could have elevated Dean Ambrose to the world title. He's ready. The crowd loves the dude. But no, we're going to stick with Roman Reigns as the number two. He's going to feud for 10. You got to drag this thing out for 10 weeks. How's Triple H going to hold the belt for 10 weeks to Mania and keep everybody off to the bay? Guess that's why we'll have to tune in to Monday Night Raw for Miami, SmackDown from here in Tampa, hoping to get tickets, working on it. But, good pay-per-view all around. A lot of great matches. The stuff at the Rumble was cool. Interested to see what they do with AJ. Because I was really hoping for Finn Balor last night and the start of the Balor Club, or at least a hint of it. But nope, AJ was in traditional blue and white and black gear. No sign of anything Bullet Club. So we'll see what happens. Tune in to Monday Night Raw. I'll come and pontificate at some point on Wednesday. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the first night on TV of the Matt Hardy Reign of Fun. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. He's fun to follow on Twitter, kids. If you don't already, it's at the Matt Hardy brand. Follow him. He's fun. Thanks to everybody who visited and purchased and went to WWN Live and the three Evolve Wrestling events. You saw the crowning of the inaugural tag team champions, and that would be Drew Galloway and Johnny Gargano. They defeated Heroes Eventually Died, the team of Chris Hero and Tommy End. And if you attended a show in Orlando Saturday night, not only did you see William Regal, you saw the American Alpha tag team, but if you follow at Book It Gabe, you saw a certain COO backstage watching the entire show. Yes, Triple H was at Evolve 54. Pretty cool to see. Very happy for the talent of Evolve. Go to WWNLive.com. If you don't already have their Roku channel on your device, you can do that. And then the Flips app exists out there, which leads to this Saturday. Friday. Everybody does shows on Saturdays. These ladies do show on Friday. Shine 32, bell time 9 p.m., 1915 East 7th Avenue, Ybor City, the Orpheum. Great rock venue if you haven't been there before. Already signed up. The new champion, TaylorMade with SoCal Val and Andrea. The evil looking. And could bench press me and throw me across the parking lot, Andrea. We'll be there. TaylorMade makes her first title defense against the former champion. That would be Santana Garrett, the current NWA World Ladies Champion. Amber Gallows will be in attendance. Speaking of feuds, Allison Kay, no longer with Valkyrie, Valifornia, whatever they're calling the faction now, gets in the mix with the Minx, the evil one, Sue Young. Half of the tag team champions, Jamie Jameson, also with SoCal Val and Andrea. I want to notice Val change outfits each of the three times she comes out to the ring. I have to ask her that on Twitter at SoCal Valerie. They'll take on Kimberly. Malia Hosaka of Legendary will take on Thunder Kitty. Renee Michelle will take on former NWA Ladies Champion Barbie Hayden, Jessica Havoc, Vanessa Craven, Leva Bates, Crazy Mary Dobson, Amanda Catalino Rodriguez, Luscious Latasha, and the debuting Amy Love will be there. So Shine 32, get out there, check that event out. So said WWNLive.com, ShineWrestling.com. You can buy all the Blu-rays, DVDs that exist out there. I mentioned it briefly the last podcast I did that I had reviewed a DVD and forgot to mention the damn thing as I got all the way to the end. It's already locked in place. Crap. So HighSpots.com, if you don't already follow them on Twitter. I think it's HighSpots TV. You can also go on their website. Tons of DVDs. They have their own on-demand stuff. You need to get this DVD, Blu-ray, whatever you want to get for your collection. It's called Developmentally Speaking. It is hosted by the former Curt Hawkins, the King of Queens, Brian Myers. He sits down in this edition with the cleaner of the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, Too Cocky Kevin Matthews, and the recently released NXT star Sami Callihan, who you knew as Solomon Crow. Matthews and Omega, yes, were actually a WWE developmental folks. They were a part of the Deep South Wrestling organization, which was run by Joni Hamilton, Bill DeMott, before it got brought down to Florida, became FCW, which became NXT. So their story is going to be different than Sammy's because Sammy went through the Performance Center. 2-hour DVD, get it. You're a wrestler, you want to know what it's like to go through the tryouts, the auditions, going to the weekly camps that they have at the Performance Center. Just the stories of the of them dealing with Canyon Seaman, and of course, your favorite of mine, Johnny Laurinaitis. Sorry, Johnny Ace or Johnny Laurinaitis, a lot of folks in podcast land and internet call him. Well worth the buy. If you don't already own it, get it. If you're an aspiring wrestler, get it. Gonna be a lot of fun for your collection. Wednesday, it is back. Lucha Underground comes back to the El Rey Network. If you weren't a football fan yesterday, I did tweet that out. Hopefully you watched it. I got the last three episodes of last season sitting in my DVR to watch before Wednesday so I can get caught up on what I did miss with Dario Cueto, Johnny Mundo, Prince Puma. That thing in the cage, I don't know what's going there. Vampiro, all the stars, all the new stars that are coming. Joey Ryan, I don't know if his magical penis is going to be there or not. But definitely check that out. It's a different product, it's a little soap opery. If you're, that took me a few episodes to get used to it. Going into Dario's office and the background of the characters, and it's definitely different. And you're gonna have Robert Rodriguez involved there, and Krista Joseph, who's a former WWE creative member. Follow him on Twitter. It's well worth it. It's nice to have alternatives for everybody that says, "I wish TNA would die. I wish ROH would die." What do you want, Lucha Underground to die too? Hell no. You need a different creative product out there. You can't watch the same thing over and over and over. So that's APM, El Rey Network. Follow them on Twitter at Lucha El Rey. You can go to El Rey's website, find out where you get to see that in your local community. And yeah, a lot of fun had by all. So we're at the 25-minute mark. I want to thank you for checking out the first two editions of this. Not sure how the schedule's going to work on this because I'm trying to figure out the Skype thing to get the audio levels correct. If I want to have guests, other podcasters join us, if Drew and Mace are going to even join this project, if this project's even going to exist, like I said. Thanks to everybody who listened to episode 2 and said, yes, you sound way more enthusiastic. Yeah, because I'm not in my kitchen with my wife and two kids in the other room and I have to talk really soft and relaxed and I can't get boisterous. So yeah, Drew is proud of me to be like, you finally let your anger out and your voice out. I was like, yeah, I'm in a house all alone right now, so of course I can do it. So all the social networking information, email address, my name is Wojcik, Wojcik at gmail.com. Facebook page, facebook.com/kayfaywrestlingradio. Twitter, at my name is Wojcik, Wojcik, in case you forgot it. Mace is at the Mace thing. Drew is Bruiser_Schmidt, if they're going to join us. I don't know. I want them to, but if they can't, I understand completely. Life gets in the way. Other projects get in the way. So hopefully you enjoyed this session again. I am Alan Awojcik. See you at the matches.